It is my pleasure this morning to welcome to the Congregation Shaar Tzedek Bima, Dr. Darren Katz, the new head of school at Hillel Day School. Dr. Katz is a lifelong Philadelphian who, in his own words, had a Lech Lecha moment 1 year ago when he moved to Metro Detroit to assume leadership at Hillel Day School. Indeed, Detroit is regularly referred to as the Promised Land, so that makes sense. Little did Dr. Katz know at the time that he moved here what this year would hold for us all. Dr. Katz and his wife, Dr. Marcia Pinkus Katz, are the proud parents of two sons, Eli, who's 23 and working and living in Washington, D.C., and Jonah, who will soon graduate from the Barak Hebrew Academy outside of Philadelphia and will be attending the University of Pittsburgh in the fall. The doctors Katz have been members of Beth Shalom congregation outside of Philadelphia for the past 26 years and are deeply committed to conservative Judaism. I can tell you, as a rabbi in this community and as a parent of two students at Hillel, that Dr. Katz's leadership of Hillel Day School has been transformational. Personally and professionally, I'm grateful to him and to the entire faculty and staff of Hillel who've handled this COVID crisis with mind and soul, body and spirit, seeking both to educate our children and to care for them through very difficult times. All educators are heroes in my book, and it is my pleasure and honor today, with profound gratitude on this Educator Shabbat, to invite a leader among those heroes to share words of Torah with us this morning. Dr. Darren Katz.
Shabbat Shalom. I'd like to thank Rabbi Starr for inviting me to give this Devar Torah today, as we pay tribute to educators on this Educator Shabbat. I want to dedicate this Devar Torah to all educators, specifically the educators who are part of Congregation Shaarei Tzedek, all Jewish day school educators of Metro Detroit, and closest to my heart, to all of the administrators, teachers, and staff at Hillel Day School, who continue to go above and beyond each day for all Hillel Day School students. This week's Parsha is Emor. Emor, meaning said or speak, begins with the special laws pertaining to the Kohanim, the priests, the Kohen Gadol, the high priest, and the service in the Beit HaMikdash, our holy temple. For example, a Kohen may not become ritually impure through contact with a dead soul, save on the occasion of the death of a very close relative, and a Kohen with a physical deformity cannot serve in the holy temple. The second part of Emor lists the Chagim, the annual callings of holiness, our festivals, including weekly Shabbat, the bringing of the Pesach offering on the 14th of Nisan, the seven-day Pesach festival beginning on the 15th of Nisan, the counting of the Omer, which we are engaging in right now, culminating in the festival of Shavuot, a remembrance of shofar blowing, Rosh Hashanah, on the 1st of Tishrei, a solemn fast day on Yom Kippur on the 10th of Tishrei, the Sukkot festival, during which we are to dwell in huts for 7 days and take in hand the four species, and the holiday that immediately follows on the 8th day of Sukkot, Shmini Atzeret. As a Kohen myself, this parsha resonates strongly with me, but how to relate it to educators? Like thousands of Jews around the world, I have found and continue to find inspiration from Rabbi Lord Jonathan Sacks, Zichrono Livracha. In preparing this Devar Torah, I read many of Rabbi Sacks' commentaries on the Parsha to gain some inspiration on how I might tie its lessons into the incredible work that educators around the world and here in Metro Detroit have done since the pandemic began over 1 year ago. In 2020, at the start of the pandemic, Rabbi Sacks' summary of Parsha Emor spoke about the holiday of Sukkot, one of my favorites, and how Sukkot is a strange mix of both joy and uncertainty at the same time. On one hand, Sukkot is the Chag on which we are commanded to be joyful. Sukkot is known as Man Simchatenu, the time of our joy. Yet on the other hand, Sukkot recalls one of the more negative elements of the 40 years in the desert. in which the Israelites lived without permanent homes, often on the move. They were in the wilderness, in no man's land, where it was hard to know what to expect and what dangers lie in wait along the way. The Israelites certainly lived under the protection of HaKodesh Baruch Hu, the Holy One of Blessing. But they could never be sure in advance what would be forthcoming and what form of protection this might take. It was a prolonged period of immense insecurity. To me, that is the essence of what all of us have experienced since the pandemic began, but especially for my fellow educators and me. Whether teachers have been teaching remotely, in a hybrid situation, or in person, like we have done at Hillel Day School since day one this past September, it has been a mix of joy and uncertainty and nothing short of a miracle. And if we understand this to be a miracle, we can infer a deep truth about faith itself. Faith, or emunah, is not certainty. According to Rabbi Sacks, faith is the courage to live with uncertainty. Almost every phase of the Exodus from Mitzrayim, Egypt, for the Israelites was fraught with difficulties, real or imagined, and that is what makes the Torah so powerful. It does not pretend that life is any easier than it is. The road is not straight, and the journey is long. Unexpected things happen. Crises like pandemics suddenly appear, and it becomes important to recall that we can handle the unknown, for God is with us, giving us the courage that we need. In Parsha Lech Lecha, at the beginning of the Torah, God commands Avram, "Go forth from your native land and from your father's house to the land that I will show you." And that is exactly what I did last July. As Rabbi Starr mentioned, I was a lifelong Philadelphian who had my own Lech Lecha moment when I moved to Detroit last summer in the middle of a pandemic, even though my wife and children remained back east so that my son, Jonah, could finish high school this year. Although the road was uncertain and a year alone in Michigan promised to be long, I embraced the uncertainty, came to Michigan, and made a commitment to live life with joy and immense faith, just like our ancestors did while wandering in the desert. And even though I am now a proud Michigander, I will always be a rabid Philadelphia sports fan. And this is what Sha'arei Tzedek educators, Jewish day school educators, and my beloved Hillel Day School colleagues have shown throughout the entire year. Immense courage, faith, joy, and conviction each and every day so that we could provide for the academic, social, emotional, and spiritual growth of our students. On any given day, educators from this congregation and around Metro Detroit came into school not knowing if there would be an exposure to COVID, sending us into quarantine for 14 days, or God forbid, actually contracting COVID ourselves. Yet my fellow educators and I faithfully came to school each day because that's what we do. We adapted, we learned new technologies, we figured out how to engage students across the screen. We learned how to reach an entire classroom of students while wearing a mask, just to name a few skills. We are guided by the often quoted verse from Mishle Perek 22, Pasuk 6, which is Proverbs chapter 22, verse 6. Hanoch la'anar al pi darko, gam ki yazkin lo yasur mimena. Train a child in the way he or she ought to go. He or she will not swerve from it, even in old age. Each child is a seedling, and our schools are the soil, providing the people, resources, space, and time to allow those seedlings to grow into their best selves and who they are destined to be. So here we are, 14 months into the pandemic. We are beginning to breathe a little easier with light at the end of the tunnel. Yet the pandemic rages on, especially here in Michigan. Like the holiday of Sukkot shows us, my hope and bracha for all of us is that we continue to find ways to infuse joy in those moments of uncertainty that seem very scary, knowing that God is with us along the way. Thank you again for this opportunity, and a last final thank you with all of my admiration and gratitude to teachers, administrators, staff, superintendents, boards of trustees, and everyone else who was involved in schools this year. Shabbat Shalom.
Thank you so much, Dr. Katz, for your profound and important words of Torah this morning. Thank you for your leadership day in and day out for the last 14 months, though what might feel like the last 30 years in the last 14 months. Thank you for the way you do it as well, with profound heart and wisdom and love for each of our kids and their families. And once again, to all of our educators, on behalf of our entire community, thank you. And may God bless each and every one of you with health, with joy, with nachas, and most certainly with a little bit of rest in the coming months. Amen.